Can't tell you how excited I am to be back with such a beautiful, strong chevra. There's nothing like Elul Zman in yeshiva. You have a tremendous chus to have such a warm, growing chevra here in this Beis Medrash. I want to speak a little bit tonight about this idea of Elul Zman. It's Man of Elo, which is perhaps the smallest man, shortest man that we have in the Shnas HaTorah. But at the same time, the Kalam Pnimius is that that which is the smallest is always the most powerful. So perhaps something, a Limud, a Lamaisa, something to take as we're beginning this journey of Elo to guide us to the Yom Ha'Rayim, to be Zeche B'Yom HaDin, and beyond. I'm grateful for having sung this song from Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal. It's rare that I quote Rav Chaim Brim, but I'm going to quote him shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. So it's Hashkacha that the Shira is matching the Torah. But before we get to that memory of Rav Chaim Brim, let's just begin with a few questions. And you'll bear with me a little bit as we develop this idea. And as you know already, that the Torahs which we say at a Tish are different than drashas which we give B'siyata D'Shemaya. You know that there are very wonderful, many Ramazim when it comes to Chodesh Elul. And the Arizal is quoted as having said that one of the Rashi Tevois for Chodesh Elul emerges from this week's Parsha Shrifte. The Parsha of Yer Miklat, Ina Liyada V'Samti Lach. That if a Jew unintentionally kills another Jew, so the din is that he has to be Goylet to Yer Miklat. Ina Liyada, accidentally it came his way, V'Samti Lach Makom, Hashem says, don't worry, I've already designated a place for you to go. Ina Liyada V'Samti Lach, Ez Rashi Tevas Elul. Of course, the question is, what does Ir Miklat have to do with Chodesh Elul? Secondly, we know that the formula for our Yeshua during these days is going to be Tshuva, Utzvila, Tzedaka. And we're all familiar with Tshuva, Utzvila, and Tzedaka, but did we ever ponder the question that there seems to be something missing in this formula? Doesn't Tshuva, Utzvila, Tzedaka try to at least resemble the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Of which we know are Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So if Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. Tzedakah corresponds to Gemilas Chasadim. That's the third one. Tefillah in the middle corresponds to Avodah. Tshuva and Torah. What happened to Torah? What happened to Torah? Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, but not Torah? How could that be? Furthermore, we know that the Machlekes Rambam, Rashi and Ramban, Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah tells us ki haMitzvah Zayis Asher Nechi Mitzavcha Hayom LeNifleisi Michal VeYichayki, that there's a mitzvah in Torah of which the Torah doesn't reveal what it is. It says ki haMitzvah Zayis, this mitzvah, beficha uvavavcha laAsayisai. Rashi learns it's referring to Liman HaTorah, and the Ramban says it's referring to Tshuva. What's the nature of this machlekes between Rashi and Ramban? And we've spoken about many times, it's almost becoming a chazak over the years in YU at this time of year, that which the Arizal says, that the secret of Chodesh Elul emerges from a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hanoisein Vayom Derech, Ubamayim Azim Nesiva, that Hashem, that He forges a derech in the Yam. And the Arizal, although he explains it Kabbalistically, and Rabbi Nachman has a whole Torah on this as well, to bring it down to our level, a very famous Torah. But Hamnaisim Bayom Derech, that Hashem splits the ocean and He makes a derech in the Yam, says the Arizal, this is the secret of Chodesh Elul. So what does that mean for us on our level? To explain, to take home, Hamnaisim Bayom Derech. to begin to understand these days of Chodesh Elul and the significance of Chodesh Elul. And I find it very difficult to speak about Chodesh Elul in a classic way. What I mean the classic way is to refer to Chodesh Elul as a time of Yiras HaEinash, that a Jew has a certain pachad from the Yom HaDin, is he going to go to Gehenna this year, mi yechya, mi yomus. It doesn't speak to me, and I don't know if it speaks to you, but I'm not going to speak to you about it, because it doesn't speak to me, so I can't speak to you about it. But I think over the course of many years of growing up, many of us have become very familiar with this move to try to motivate us out of a fear of what will be for this year. But if you take a look at the liturgy of the Machzor and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, really, there's only one point in the davening where we focus at all on the inyan of what's going to be with this year. B'gashmius, b'richmius, miyichya, miyamus, that's in the Sana Tokif, and the Sfarim don't even say it. Really, the entire Machzor is dedicated to the theme of Kabbalah Samach Shemai. V'sim lech ata shemalabadech al kol ma'asech. Yet everybody gravitates towards the Luna Sana Tokif, and for most people it's the highlight of the Machzor, because it speaks to us. It seems like we have to be a shtickle bal madrega to relate to the Kfoid Mach Shemai. But even the Behema has a sense of knowing Miyichya Miyamas. So no matter where we find ourselves in the year, whether up on a high, whether we're on a low, the Miyichya Miyamas, Miva'esh u'bibamayim, we can always count on that for that Hisayrus. But for many people, when it comes to the Nisan HaTokif and it's over, then you're just kind of coasting through the rest of Rosh Hashanah. And it becomes a shud. It's a chaval that if the mitzvah Hayayim, which is Tkiya Shofar, is less meaningful than the Nisan HaTokif. I'm not here to talk about the relevance of the Shofar. This is just Agav Urche mentioning this point. But I think that as B'nai Yeshiva, which we're zeichet to be, we should be machayev ourselves a little bit more during this time of year to try to find an avenue that the entire day of Rosh Hashanah and the entire tkuf of Elul is speaking to us. Not just that we should just waltz into Rosh Hashanah and just be slammed by a miyichim yomos and give us a little bit of a hiseris, and then that's the aseris and mitshuva until the next unisana tekef and yom kippur. As Vini Shiva, we know that there's a zman which is Elul, which is an Elul zman. And I can't stand here before us and to say, like a Noam Elimelech, that he once walked into a Beis Medrash during Chodesh Elul and he just whispered to one of the Avreichim there and he said, Elul. And he fainted on the spot just to hear the Noam Elimelech say the word Elul. This is the type of tittering that the Tzaddikim had, the Minchas Alazar, and the Rabban Belzer, and the great Tzaddikim, that they couldn't eat, they couldn't drink, they couldn't move during Chodesh Elul because they had a real sense of the pachad of the Emas Abayreib. Not from the imas of the din, what's going to be the din. They had that too, of course. But I don't think that I'm on the madrega, or that it speaks to the door b'chlal. And I'm a kabbalist for my Rebbe also. Let's try to approach it from a certain perspective of Godless and Leichen a little bit. To be mechayev ourselves a little bit as B'nai Yeshiva. What makes Rosh Chodesh Elul and the whole month of Elul so significant, what sets it apart from the rest of the months of the year, is that which the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us in terms of explaining the meaning of why we blow shofar throughout the month of Chodesh Elul, is because historically, Rosh Chodesh Elul was the day that Moshe went up to Har Sinai a second time. He went up to be makabel the Luchos Shniyos from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he came down Yom Kippur with Luchos Shniyos. What this tells us right away about Chodesh Elul, if we have to kind of transplant this musag of Rosh Chodesh Elul and the Zman of Elul to our daily lives, and what it means, is that Elul is a Zman where every single Jew, whether he's Moshe or he's represented by Moshe, is that he goes up to a different Olam. He goes into the Olam HaTayr. And he sees this Tkufa beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom HaKippurim as a Zman of Mesiris Nefesh for Limud HaTayr. It's not expected of us to be Arbaim Yoyim V'Arbaim Laila Lechem Le'achalti Mayim Le'ashasisi. But it's a dogma to us that it's his man, the Moshe Rabbeinu, that he said goodbye to the Derech Eretz of the world, and he went into an Olam HaTayr. And he resided in that Olam HaTayr. So it means for us on Rosh Chodesh Elul is that a shofar is blown, which Baruch is saying to Klal Yisrael, it's time to take on a new perspective of the Minhag Torah. Chaim Brim Zatzal used to say that as soon as the spring zman ended and the bina zman began, he could never rest, and he was never felt a sense of peace and serenity, knowing that all of the Bnei HaYeshiva and the Bnei HaTaira were not learning and they were off on Bein HaZman. It's part of the Seder HaTaira and the Zman HaYeshiva that there should be a Bein HaZman. We can't help that yet, because as the Zohar says, that the months of Tammuz and Av were given to Esav. And even Elul was given to Esav. The Yaakov took back the month of Elul, which is the secret of V'yado Ochezes Ba'akev Esav. At the Ekev Hashana, at the end of the year, Yado Eichez Ba'akev Esav, that Yaakov took it away, which is really the Gevadak Simcha of Chodesh Elul, that we can begin the Elul Zman, that the Olam HaTorah can return to yeshivas on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because Yaakov took that back from Esav. But he said he didn't have peaceful Bein HaZmanim, knowing that the Olam HaTorah was not in the Beis Medrash. But as soon as Rosh Chodesh Elul rolled around, he said it gave him a tremendous simcha, knowing that in the Heichali HaYeshiva, Alfei Alafais, that thousands of Bnei Torah returned, Ba'asuk Yishmaisali B'dehochasa, B'ched V'sadaraisa. He says he can feel at rest, knowing that the Bati Midrashim were alive and well with the Kol Torah. And we shouldn't take for granted the opportunity which we have to come to a Beis Medrash with a beautiful chevra and wonderful rebbeim. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. And not every ben adam, certainly not every yid, is zeichet to such a matana, to know what it means in Elul Zman. What it means to have an Elul Zman. Shmuel from Nichelver said, he says, I don't want Olam Haba. Because in Olam Haba, there's no Elul Zman. It's better to be in this world than to have Chodesh Elul than to be in Olam Haba. That was the tainug which he had from Chodesh Elul. You can't go into your regular young Israel and to say such a maimer. They wouldn't know what you're talking about. But here, Baruch Hashem, in Yeshiva and Bnei Torah who have been in Yeshivas, they know what is Elul Zman is. You can say such a maimer. And if you've been zeichet to that tam, to that mesikas of Torah, which is so sweet in Chodesh Elul, you can nod your head and you can say, Halavai, I should be zeichet to that this year. The Papa Rav, the Vayich Yaakov, Zchus Yogin Alinu, his Talmud, Rav Nosson Gestetner, Zeichet Tzadik Tvarech, who was Nifter not long ago, was a big Pesach in Bnei Brak, Chab in the Shans of Chivas Lahiris Nosson, a big going in his own right. When he was maspid his Rebbe, the Vayich Yaakov, in Shnas Tav Shin Ches, he quoted him as saying, the Vayich Yaakov had a beautiful Hezber in the Machlekes and the Machab in the Ramah. But the Machab writes for the Sfardim that it's the minhag of the Bnei Sfard to wake up early, Bashmaras HaBaker, and to say Slichos during the month of El. Whereas the Ramah says that's not the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz. We only do so the week before Rosh Hashanah, but we blow shofar. But we don't wake up early. So he fact Akasha. He understood much better than I do that usually the Ramah will come and he'll argue on the Mechaber and he'll want to be more Machmer than the Mechaber. But here the Ramah seems to be Mekel. He says, we don't wake up Pashmar as a biker. We only blow Shofar. Does that mean to say that the Ramah is arguing the Mechaber? It says, Kenishdain. It's not true. So what's the Kavanah Ramah? He explained beautifully. Says the Ramah to the Beis Yosef, the Midag of Bnei Sfard is to wake up early to say slichas. The minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is to wake up early to learn Torah. It's no machlekes. Everybody agrees you have to wake up early. So what do you do when you wake up early? And the Bnei Ashkenaz hold that a Jew wakes up early during Chodesh Elul to learn Torah. And in fact, the minhag of the Vayich Yaakov himself, as I saw quoted, as that he himself was noeg, according to that which the Medrash says in Yakut Shimoni and Mishle, that the Medrash says, what does it mean, tshuva? How does a Jew do tshuva? So the Medrash says that if a person is noeg to learn one daf gemara, instead he should learn two daf gemara. And he said about himself that this is how he did tshuva in Chodesh Elul, that he was marbev olim haTorah. It's like l'shitasa, really. To find more time to learn limud haTorah. We have a minute to say during this time of year, L'David Hashem Ayri. And out of 150 kapitlach, we have to ask ourselves, what is it about L'David Hashem Ayri that we say it during this tkufa? So of course we know the Drashas Chazal, Ayri is the Rosh Hashanah, the Yishi is the Yom HaKippurim. But listen to the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says on these words, L'David Hashem Ayri v'yishi m'mira in Parshas Vayechi, Kama chavivin inun milin dairaisa. How sweet and how precious and how loving are the words of Torah. Kama chavivin ilan d'mishtadlin b'raisa. How precious are those who learn and toil in Torah. Kami kutshabichu before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'chomad d'shtadl b'raisa leidachel mipigi alman. A person who is mishtadl in Torah, he has no fear of the mishaps of the world. Natehu le'ela, natehu le'tata. He's protected above. He's protected below. Then Hashem is machnia before him all of the dangers of the world. And Hashem casts them into the underworld, into the Tahaim Rab. That al pi azay hakadosh, the hakdama of the David Hashem Ayri is telling us the schus of the mishtali araisa. That everybody else in the world needs to be fearful of the Yom Hadin. But the Bnei HaYeshiva have a schus by having a kesher to Torah that they don't have that fear. Like the Gemara says many times that the Torah is magnu matzla, that the Torah is like esh, and it's an esh oichel esh, that the esh hagehenim can't be typhus in the Bali HaTorah. But the greatest schus in the world is to be in the Heichali HaYeshiva and to know what's made in Elozma. To be amongst the Mishtali Araisa, which are called Chavivin, before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is what it means of David Hashem Ayri. And if that's not enough, it's mamish behedji in the words of David HaMelech. David HaMelech says one of the most remarkable, fascinating things in all Ilan Yastayit, in all of Tanakh. And for me, this is probably the most motivating part of the David Hashem Ayri, although there are many parts. So many beautiful things David HaMelech says in this kapitel, which a person can take his sayers from. But perhaps the most uplifting lanias deity is that which he says, I have one thing to ask, and I ask of you the following thing. And this is the most gevaldic thing that I can possibly ask for. What does it mean to be a beis Hashem? It means to sit in a beis medrash. David HaMelech was a melech. He had many things to do. He had all the riches that he wanted, all the luxuries that he could possibly dream of, they were all at his disposal. But the only thing he wanted for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is what? Give me the Yishev Adash, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Koyim Echaya. That I should have a Chaim of Limud HaTorah. That I should have an Elozman Gansior. And the reason why we say that in Elozman is because we're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for Chaim. We're going to be saying so many times, Zachrinu L'Chaim, Zachrinu L'Chaim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to turn to say, what type of Chaim do you want? We talk about many Chaims on Rosh Chodesh benching. We spoke about a Chaim Shel Bracha, a Chaim Shel Simcha, a Chaim Shel Parnasa, a Chaim Shel Chila Tzatzama. So we said, what type of Chaim do you want when you say Zachrinu L'Chaim? So we want the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to know during this tkufa that when we say Shifti Beveis Hashem, that's the Chaim I want. That's Kol Yimei Chaya. These are the days that I want. A Chaim Shel Torah. Like we say at the end, Chaim Shel Avas HaTorah V'Yerushama. So therefore, when we speak about this inyan of Limud HaTorah and its relevance to this time of year, and the schus that it has, that a Bnei Yeshiva has, that he doesn't have to be dachil, he doesn't have to be fearful of Yom HaDin. I tried to explain a little bit this in Havayoyin Sabayam Derech. Rebbeinu from Shischa says a gevaldik taitch, we say some on Friday night. We say, Arboim Shana Akat Bedar, Vayimar Am Toy Levav Heim Heim Layu Derechai, that 40 years in the Midbar, Klaisar were Toy Levav, Vehem Layadu Derechai. They wandered in the desert for 40 years, Velayadu Derechai. So, effective Rebbeinu, what does it mean, Layadu Derechai? What Derech did the Dor HaDeah not know? So says Rebbeinu, they didn't know the Derech Hashem, that through Liban HaTorah you could be Mechaper and everything and be Zeichet to everything. That's what they didn't know. And what that means for us, Avoy, and we're going to be Bekitzer. It's already 20 minutes in. Is that there's two inyanim in Tshuva. The simple way of Tshuva that we understand Tshuva is that a person did Averis and he needs to fix them. That he needs to have a clean slate. And for that, Rabbi Yisai, it's okay that a person should look for skulos and tikkunim and all different types of eitzes, that he should be able just to clean himself off. But that's not called the derech of tshuva. It's like a little here, a little bit there, take here, take that. That's not what we mean when we say the derech tshuva hareisa. That's not called the derech of tshuva. The derech of tshuva means that there's a derech in tshuva. And the derech of tshuva is associated with liman ha-Torah. Because liman ha-Torah means much more than just an eitzah here and eitzah there. Liman ha-Torah means that a Jew is traveling on a derech in life, that he's becoming an ish kadosh. That he understands, like Rabbi Meir says at the end of Pirkei Avos, that a Jew who learns Torah l'shma, kol ha'olam kedai hulai, that he's zeichet to memches kinyani ha-Torah, that he becomes a different person. There's a way to learn Torah that a Jew has many things that he has to do during the day, and part of his day is that he learns Torah, and he also goes to work, and he also eats. But there's a derech in Torah which is called that Torah is my main meal of the day. This is the ikar of my day, is liman ha-Torah. And even though I do many things throughout the day, I do many mitzvahs throughout the day, but the ikar nekudas hayom is the liman ha-Torah which I do that day. And it doesn't matter whether it's a lot or it's a little bit. Echad hamar v'echad hamamit v'vak shechavim libel l'shamayim. And that yechavim libel l'shamayim means that he recognizes that this liman ha-Torah which I'm doing today, right now, this is the ikar of my day and everything else is tafel to that. When a person does that, he's journeying with Torah and he's allowing the Torah to make something out of him and to allow him to achieve it before Hashem, not just to have a clean slate, but to return to that maimed that Adam HaRishon was, Kaidam Achay, to return, that's what tshuva means, to return to a higher level of Adam that he is currently right now. Not just to be clean, but to be hecher, but to be higher. That's called derech tshuva hareisa, is a lashon of tshuva, hareisa is a lashon of Torah, of hayra'a. A derech tshuva hareisa, a derech in tshuva which is connected to liman ha-Torah. A liman ha-Torah which is called a derech. You must see the first Zera Kodesh in this week's Parasha, Parasha Shleiftim, where he says, Ki ha-sheichid ya'amir eini chachamim. And he writes so beautifully, and I can't do justice, where he says that the Yitzhara has a way of giving a person sheichid. How so? Many times a person has a hisayiris to do something good, and the Yitzhara doesn't want him to do something good. But he sees that he can't stop him. So what he'll do is that he'll throw him a curveball and he'll say, don't do this mitzvah which is very great. Do something which is a smaller mitzvah. And when a Jew forfeits a greater mitzvah for a smaller mitzvah, it's a victory for the Yitzhar. And that's called sheichad. He bribes him with a smaller mitzvah when he could have done a bigger mitzvah. And what does he say is these bigger mitzvahs that a Jew is inspired to do? That the Yitzhar is afraid, shemisyare shegeshev lilmoid behasmada. That he's afraid that he sees a Jew may sit and learn b'hasmada. Yitzhar gets very scared about that. Barasi Yitzhara, barasi Torah Tavla. Mashchayu lebeis ha-medrash. V'chadoyim ha-mitzvahs gedolos. And other great mitzvahs like this. And really the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzur, is l'shitasa, what he says in Parshas Truma, where he writes, Iker ha-tshuva hu ha-tayra. V'iker ha-chasidus Hu HaTorah HaKadosha B'Hasmada. The Iker HaChassidus is Limud HaTorah B'Hasmada. As he says, Ki Araisa V'Kutcha B'Chuchadu, the way that we find the Rabbanu Shalom, if we're looking to have a tshuva to returning to Him, we need the Torah to get us there. Because the Rabbanu Shalom says, if you're looking for me, I put myself in the Torah. Like the Medrash says in Eicha, that a Jew has to return to Torah, Hamo'or Shabbat Machzir L'Mutav, that there's a light of the Rabbanu Shalom in the Torah, that when a Jew connects himself to that light, which is buried within the Torah, it brings him to the Rabbanu Shalom. V'heim l'yadu d'rachai. And to be a ben yeshiva means that the velt out there, v'heim l'yadu d'rachai, that the type of tshuva that they're going to be speaking about at this time of year is going to be etzos and skulos, so they're going to be talking about all types of things, because it's not shaykh to come into a shul, into a sanctuary, into a congregation, to say, everybody has to learn b'hasmada rav now. But we have this chus to be saying here, we could talk very freely, we could share divi chazal, k'mais shehein, and to say, rabbi say. We're saying every day, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem, Meis Havak, and Shifu Beis Hashem, Koyim Echaya. Just push up shot and tell him. And it's shaykh for us. It's shaykh for us to be makabal such things. Because we've been zeichet to have rebeim, and to be in yeshivas, and to be in a yeshiva and an atmosphere to know what it means in Elul Zman. The Mechaim from Vizhnitz, Zchus Yogin Alinu, at this time of year from Rosh Chodesh Elul, when he would say Ahav Rabba, and he would say Ahav Rabba until he got to the part of the Hari Nina B'Sayasecha, he would sing it to the Nigan that he would sing Ahav Rabba on Shavuos and on Simchas Torah on Yom Kippurim. Because he was teaching the Chassidim that from Rosh Chodesh Elul, there's a different flavor of Torah, there's a different Ahav Rabba in Torah than the rest of the year. And the bakasha of the Hari Nida B'Sayasecha this time of year has to be more palpable to us than the rest of the year. That it's a zman that we have to see as much as possible that we're this Maisha who's going into that Olam HaTaira for 40 days to bring down a Taira on Yom HaKippur. So when we get back to our questions which we spoke about before, we spoke about tshuva, tefillah, and staka. Where's the Torah in that? But the truth is that tshuva, tefillah, and staka lines up exactly with Torah and Voya Negumilas Chasadim. Tshuva is Torah. It's just that it takes a ben yeshiva to look at it and to say, wait, where's Torah? Oh yeah, tshuva is Torah. And that's the pshat which fits. Otherwise you have to, you know, see a certain lumdus. You really can't say a lumdus if you're not a ben yeshiva anyways. But you have it, if you want it to shtim, it's tshuva is Torah. Like Chaim V'Lashoner says, we say it every single Shemana Esrei. Hashiveinu avinu v'seir secha. Then v'karveinu malkeinu lavei l'secha. But the Iker HaTshuva says Chaim V'Lashoner, Hashiveinu avinu v'seir secha. To return us to your Torah. How else are we supposed to find you if we don't return to Torah? When we speak about this Ramban and this Rashi, Ki HaMitzvah Hazoi is Beficha V'Vecha La'Asai, he said, there's no machlokas Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says it's Torah, the Ramban says it's Tshuva. It's not a machlokas. They're really complementing each other. But there's a Torah Shal Tshuva, and there's a Tshuva Shal Torah. And that's called Derech Tshuva HaReisa. That the Shleimus is that you need Rashi and the Ramban. You can learn Torah. That's called Beficha V'Vecha. You could do Tshuva too without Torah. But the real Shleimus HaTshuva is through the Derech HaTorah. And we speak about Ve'ina Liyadai V'Samti Lach. What is the Ir Miklat? I always say it's Pashat, that the Ir Miklat is the Beis HaMedrash. Now if it's not Pashat Misfar, it's Pashat from Divrei Chazal, because Chazal tell us that one of the most famous episodes of a Hari B'Shoigig is Yaakov and Esav. Take a look at the Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Vayetzi in the Tanchuma. That Chazal understand that when Yaakov took the brachas from Esav, he killed Esav. And the reason why Yaakov had to flee was because He was a bayrech to near Miklat. And where did he go to Rabbi Yisrael before he went to the house of Lavan? Went to Shem Eir for 14 years. And Chazal understand that that was a near Miklat. And Esav, he knew where Yaakov was. But the word is that when you're in the Beis HaMedrash, that's the Ir Miklat. You're immune. The Gael Hadam knows where you are. And he wants to come in, and he's knocking to come in. But the Beis HaMedrash is a place where a Jew, like we said before, Natir La'ela, Natir La'sata, Chaviv and Mishtad Le'araisa, that they have a special shmir. That although the Mekatrig has many things to tell you about us, but when a Jew is in a Beis HaMedrash, it's called Ina L'yada V'samti Lach, and that's the Ir Miklat. Of Chaydash Adol. The shifted B'Reis Hashem Ko Yimei Chaya, this Tkufa. Beis Avram from Slanim, the Slanim Rebbe, when he began Slichas on the night of Slichas, so we begin the Slichas each time by saying Asher Yoshvei Veisacha. And he says, when he said Asher Yoshvei Veisacha, it says that, and everybody else began, Gadol Hashem Mulam Yoyev Yidulat Sein Cheker, he says, he said the words Asher Yoshvei Veisacha for a half an hour. A half an hour. And the way that I saw it, Bratan, was B'li Guzma, not like a fake half an hour, a real half an hour, he said the words Asher Yoshvei Veisacha. And I think the pshat is because Asher Yoshvei Veisacha means Asher Yoshvei Veisacha. How lucky are we, how fortunate are we that we're called Yoshvei Veisacha. The shifted Beveis Hashem. You know how beautiful that is, such a life like that. Then instead of the Zman of Elul being a Zman of Pachad and Ra'ada, which is perhaps the way that a Balabas should be able to have a Gisha towards these days, a Ben Yeshiva has a certain Tkifus, he has a certain Bitachon. That he's in the Olam HaTorah, that he's in the Yer Miklat, he's Zeichet to that Shmir from the Ribbono Shel Olam. One of the things, and if I could just offer an eitzah in conclusion, and how to make this a little bit practical, first of all, I say it doesn't just mean to add more time to learning. Certainly it does, to wake up a little bit earlier, maybe push it a little bit more at night, not to push it in a way that a person feels like, realize that it's an asher yoshvei veisacha, but it's chus that it has to be learning the Beis HaMedrash. But more it is in quantity, it's in quality. Quality learning. Unfortunately, we give up so much of our hatzlacha because when we're sitting down to learn, you know, we chop a shmooze here, and we eat a little bit, and we take the breaks which we need to take. One of the reasons why the Torah doesn't give us the tainug is because we don't give Torah a chance. We don't give the Torah a chance to be sweet to us. One of the things that the Medrash says is that when we're learning Torah, is that when Esav comes knocking on Yaakov's door in the Ir Miklat, you know what Esav is saying? He says, take a little break to eat. Aren't you getting hungry now? Probably hungry, you could use a brownie bar now. Go to the vending machine. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But in Elul, we could be mechayev ourselves a little bit more. Because when we make tshuva and Torah one, creating a derech tshuva haresa, what that means is that we give Esav his man, and we give Yaakov his man. What it means is that when we're learning in Seder, it should be quality learning. That's really more importantly than anything else. Like the Noam HaMelech says in the Tefillah, Kreit HaMatfillah, he says, Ki imirayv ha-yetzer ha-boyer b'kerbein ha-tamid, because of the Yetzer which is always burning in us, lo yaniach v'lo yishkot ad-Hashem v'ein lo taivus ha-ilam ha-shafal hazeh, that the Yetzer brings us to very lowly tivus of this world, and he confuses us. Even when we're learning Torah, even when we're davening, we're asking for our lives. The heart needs to know, like, leave me alone during davening. Leave me alone during limanat Torah. It's my tefillah lecha. It's my Torah lecha. It means that they should be dedicated towards this. That if there's a 2.5 hour Seder, let it be 2.5 hour Seder. You have to say a little joke here and there. Sometimes that's good. It brings a simcha out. But the person should try during this tkufa that he should be able to learn Torah in a way that he'll see that he'll be doubling his learning, not in the time, but just in the quality of the learning. That's what it means to be in a near mikvah, that the Goel Hadam can't come in. And the Goel Hadam means that the Dam, Hu HaNefesh, that makes us misavet to this and misavet to that, that it's distracting the Sipa Kanefesh, which we should have from Limud HaTorah, the time, experiencing the time of Limud HaTorah itself, that as soon as Yitzhak sees that a Jew is about to enjoy Torah, he says, you know, grab a Snickers. That's what he says. He doesn't want us to taste the sweetness of Torah, because he knows that if we taste the sweetness in Torah, the Torah Tavlin, the sweetness of Torah, the spice of Torah, then the Yitzhahara has no chance anymore. But the Ikar HaTshuva, like the Rav Shitzur says, is Limud HaTorah Basmada. This is the Ikar HaChassidus. That's what we say in this week's parasha. We say that the Melech is somebody, the Karabo Koyim Echayev. That he learns Torah all the days of his life. This is what David HaMelech wanted. B'shifti b'beis Hashem Koyim Echayev. That amongst everything that he has to do in his life, is still on the daga called the Karabo Koyim Echayev. That it should be a Chayim, a Zachrin HaLechayim of Limud HaTorah. Happens to be Ir Miklat, is Gematria of a Karabal Kayim Echayev. That when a Jew experiences that Karabal Kayim Echayev, then he knows that the Ir Miklat is the Torah for him. Like we know already that the Ir Miklat is the Arei Halavim, the Yarub Mishvatech Aliyachu, Vesaresh Ali Yisrael, these are the Bali HaTorah Ali Yisrael. We know the Memches Kinyan Eitayra, connected the Memches Arei HaMiklat. We know that the Torah is the Ir Miklat for a Jew. And the Chai Adam writes this, and we'll conclude with this. He writes, and this is like halach, like la halach almost. He says, "Mitam ze yeshnoigam hisanish meshchaydesh alo." There are Jews that they fast beginning meshchaydesh alo. Amnam ein roi linhag b'tainis. It's not really the right thing to do. El mishahu adam bari, unless he's very strong in his health. The einam avadlu min atayr won't bring him to bittul tayra. Aval b'doyres halalo on this dar shanu chalushe kayach halayim dim yoyser tayv. Double your Limud HaTorah. And again, doubling your Limud HaTorah doesn't mean that you have to double the time. Halavai, but we're here. We know that we have to go to college. There are things which we have to do too. But you'll see that if we make it quality learning, it'll be Yumud Kiflai. See that you'll have double the learning. Like we said from the Medrash, if you were regular to learn Daf Echad, you'll see that if you take it seriously, you'll be able to learn two Dafim instead of one. You'll see that there's much more that we can put into Limud HaTorah. Hashem Yisroel should help us that during this tkufa, that we shouldn't be amongst those of a heim lo yodu derachai. We should be yodu derachai. We should know the derech Hashem. This is called hanoisim bayam derech. The Zohar says the yom adaraisa. And Hashem makes a way in the yom adaraisa. This is the derech in the yam hatayr. And to be a ben yeshiva means that we have a certain chiyuv, which is a gevat gesimcha dekachiyuv, that if we're davik ourselves to liman hatayr behasmada, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, try to be ma'ara as much as possible a certain aspect of Limud HaTorah Lishma, a mitzvah shelo lishma, bo lishma, to have it on the horizon, to do something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll be zeichet to see, we'll have a tam of the Karev HaKayim Echayev. With that, we'll be zeichet to a real Chayim, a Chayim of Ashri Yeshev Eisecha, of Shizit Beis Hashem Kayim Echayev. We should be zeichet to be amongst those who are called the Mishtali Araisa, the Chaviv and Litnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Zeicha, the Aksiv HaChsim HaTayva, and a chaim of Avas HaTorah, Yerushalayim, for the whole year.